Medical professionals who work with brain injury survivors have a saying, if you've seen one brain injury, you've seen one brain injury. That's because no two brain injury symptoms are the same. Rebecca Epperle, clinic director and senior instructor at Radford University in speech pathology, says brain injuries can change a person's personality, ability to speak or walk. It can also impact memory. Epperle says more education is needed because even what is called a minor concussion can have lasting effects.
Oh, I got a concussion in my club soccer game, but I'm going to go back and play in a week. They think everything's fine because they're walking around, but then they go to class and they're like, wait, I'm not remembering things the way I used to. I'm really struggling, but the doctors say that I'm fine and I can go back to class, so maybe I'm just crazy.
Epperle says brain injury survivors need more rehabilitation after the treatment they receive in the hospital and the therapy after the hospital stay. So she and Terry Sheeler started the Radford University Brain Injury or RUBY Center.
Recovery from a brain injury is a lifelong process. It's not just the first year after they've had their stroke or they had surgery to remove the tumor from their brain or they had their car accident. What we do in RUBY is try and provide activities and therapy that promotes the social and communication and cognitive needs of these brain injury survivors.
The RUBY Foundation has been created to raise money for these therapeutic activities. Find a link on our website to learn more. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.